So yeah, just allowing all the words to fall away. You don't have to remember anything. Just finding your place here now. Remembering the ground, always remembering the ground. Being held by the ground here. Tuning into the posture, the uprightness of the body, rising into space towards the sky, remembering the sky. You might notice that the mind awareness naturally finds its way to the breath. Or you might have to use a little bit of effort to direct the mind now towards breath, breathing, air coming and going. Allowing the breath to help you to find your way into the body, into the sensations that are here right now. in this space of open awareness. Just getting curious about sounds. Opening to sounds. What can we hear? When we open. So just in that short space of time, I've already heard birds singing, crows squawking, cows mooing. Farm machinery-ing. Breathing. Sound of my voice. So just looking into what's there to be heard. And allowing sounds to arise and pass away in their own way, in their own time. What's the furthest sound that you can hear? What's the closest? listening deeply to the clarity with which sounds appear. Noticing if there's any preference for one sound over another. How is that? Turning to the breath just as an anchor for a few moments. And shifting awareness now into the mouth and the sense of taste. So often we don't notice this area unless we're actually eating or drinking something. But if we tune in, we might sense something there, a residue of something we've eaten or a drink we've had recently. Maybe we've just brushed our teeth. So just noticing if there's anything there, what's there. Perhaps noticing the absence of taste, what it's like to not taste anything. Can swallow here to help maybe get a sense of what's here. And very closely related to taste is also the sense of smell. So noticing if there's any smells just now. moving into the visual sphere. And this is where you can open the eyes if you'd like to try opening the eyes. It can take a moment to get used to just not focusing on anything, so just maintaining a soft focus as if you're looking at something just about 6 feet in front of you. So just allowing there to just be whatever's there, shapes, colors, light, darkness, lines, movement. Just taking in the whole of what's in the visual sphere. And if your eyes are still closed, you can still notice that there might be things there, even with the eyes closed. Just opening to whatever's there. Without needing to focus on anything. So rather than trying to go out and look at things or see things, we could just let the colors, the light, the shapes just be there, just reveal themselves to us. So we're just receiving those images, we're just receiving that information without having to do anything with it. Seeing is just happening. What's there is just there. So you can keep the eyes open or close them. It's your choice. As we come back into direct relationship with the breath for a moment, just focusing with the breath, allowing the breath to bring the awareness into the body. Into the felt sense of touch, sensations in the body. And you can play around here. So you might want to scan the body from top to bottom or bottom to top. You might be interested in sensations starting from the very edges of the body, the edges of the skin, where the body meets the floor. and the air all around us, the clothing against the skin. And just move inwards, move the awareness inwards more and more deeply. Or maybe for you it's more intuitive to start from deep within and move the awareness outwards, an ever-broadening awareness. So whatever helps you to open to this rich, multi-layered experience of embodiment, sensations coming and going in the body. Some pleasant, some unpleasant, some neutral. All of it just there. Just receiving sensations as they come and as they go. Allowing them to arise and pass away with clarity. In this boundaryless space of the body. So we're going to turn now towards the mind itself. Awareness of the mind, a space where thoughts and emotions arise and pass. With this same curiosity and interest in what is there? What is there? So just taking a few deep breaths. If you think it, if your eyes are open, you think it might be easier to do this with your eyes closed, feel free to close the eyes. And there's a few things we can get curious about here, so there might be a fear that if we turn towards the mind and thinking and emotions that we'll just get lost in them. So one thing that can help is to just look for and get curious about the space within which thoughts and emotions are arising, the space that they're coming from or into. And sometimes when we do this exercise, thoughts go really quiet all of a sudden. So we turn to look and there's nothing there. So that's fine. All you have to do is wait. And I promise you, thoughts will come. They may not be words, they might be more like images or a felt sense of something, a flicker, a memory, a plan, a hope, a worry. Another thing you could get curious about is the direction of your thoughts. So the direction that they're coming from, the direction they're moving in, how they move through this space of awareness, the speed, the strength of the thoughts, emotions. Get interested in their shape or their color. Maybe they're all linked in some way, one after the other. How are they linked? What happens if we're able to just leave thoughts alone? Let them arise and pass clearly in their own time and their own way. What's happening now? Breathing deeply now into the heart center. And this time I am going to invite you to open your eyes, just see if you can't maintain a soft focus, placing the hands palm up if that's comfortable, in the lap or the knees. Leaning back in the posture, especially if there's a sense of striving. Really contrary to all of the instruction on posture up until now, just actually slouch if that's comfortable. So we're really lazy beach bums, just taking it all in. So opening now to the totality of our experience. So sounds coming and going, colors, shapes, movement in the visual sphere, taste, smell, sensations arising and passing in the body, thoughts coming and going in the mind. So opening to everything. You could even imagine all your orifices opening, including every pore of skin. As you breathe in, everything just opening, receiving, totally receiving. As you breathe out, just resting back in that awareness. In that perfect, untainted awareness, where everything can just come and go. Totally held with love and acceptance. And if there's resistance, even holding the resistance with acceptance. Because that's what's here. Just sitting.